Witches, Secrets, and Lies by Mickey Jenkins. Copyright Burlington Books 2017. All rights reserved.
Sarah's Story, Chapter 1. What's Wrong with Abigail? My story begins in 1692 in Salem, Massachusetts. It was a cold night in February, and we were getting ready for bed when we heard a loud knock on the door. You don't expect visitors to knock on your door at 10 o'clock at night. Father opened the door. Mrs. Finch, the minister's wife, was standing there, her eyes red and anxious. When she saw my father, she broke down in tears and cried, "Dr. Smith, something terrible has happened to my daughter, Abigail. She's having horrible fits, and we're afraid for her life. I know it's late, but please come and help her." "Yes, of course, Mrs. Finch, I'll come immediately," said Father. As he quickly took his coat and briefcase, he said to me, "Sarah, will you come with me? I might need your help." I loved it when Father took me with him to help his patients. Father was a great doctor, and I learned so much from our home visits to patients. How to sew stitches on a deep cut, how to treat a snake bite, or how to help with the birth of a baby. Not many 16-year-old girls knew how to do those things. Most of all, Father taught me that making someone feel good and taking care of them was the most important part of helping them get better. Father loved making everyone feel good. He had a big heart. So Father and I followed Mrs. Finch to her house. When we stepped through the front door, we were amazed to see Abigail under a table and her father, Minister Robert Finch, standing near the table holding his newborn twins, one in each arm, looking helplessly at his daughter. Abigail looked up at us, her eyes wide open with amazement. Then she jumped out from under the table and started running around the house, her arms waving wildly, shouting, "No, don't hurt me! Don't hurt me!" The twins started crying, and Mrs. Finch took them to their bedroom to calm them. Abigail then threw herself on the floor and started kicking her legs and shaking all over. She used strange words that none of us could understand. Then, she suddenly became very silent, her eyes closed, unmoving. She looked like she was asleep. I watched her, fascinated. "She's been like this all evening, Doctor," Mr. Finch said, his face very pale. "Please do something. Help our little girl." Father got down on his knees next to Abigail and felt her temperature. "Sarah, can you take her pulse, please?" he said to me. I did this while Father continued with all kinds of other tests. He checked her breathing, pulled up her eyelids, and looked at her eyes, put some smelling salts under her nose, and knocked her knees with his little hammer to see if her reflexes were normal. "Her pulse is normal," I said after a minute. Father stood up. He looked perplexed. "What's the problem, doctor?" Mrs. Finch asked. "What's wrong with Abigail?" "I'm not sure," my father answered. "I can't find any signs of sickness. All her vital signs are perfectly normal." The minister said, "But doctor, you saw her. She's not behaving normally." "Yes, her behavior is strange," Father said. "When did it start?" "This evening, just after dinner," said Mrs. Finch. "She just started cleaning the kitchen after dinner. It's her turn today. 2 minutes later, she had a fit." "The Blackmore sisters were having similar fits 2 days ago," said the minister. "So, she wasn't able to finish cleaning?" asked Father. "Of course not. You saw her," the minister answered. "She's possessed." "Possessed? By whom?" Father asked. "By the devil," said the minister immediately. "Why would the devil possess Abigail?" asked Father. "He has chosen Abigail because she's the daughter of a minister," Mr. Finch cried. "It's an attack on our church." "Could it be that your daughter is choosing to behave this way?" asked Father quietly. "Why would she do that?" Mrs. Finch replied. "For attention, or for fun. Maybe to avoid doing her housework after dinner," Father said. "Of course not," the minister exclaimed indignantly. "Abigail would never do that." He was wrong, of course. I knew Abigail very well, and yes, she would do that. She was egocentric and malicious. She was also a great actress and loved attention. But the performance that she had just given that night was incredible, even for her. Maybe she wasn't acting. Was she really possessed? I helped Father and the minister carry Abigail to her bed and cover her with a warm blanket. The minister asked my father, "Isn't there anything we can do to help her? You're a doctor. You have to do something." Father looked at Abigail, thinking deeply. Then, he looked around the room and saw chocolate and sweet papers lying around. "Does Abigail eat a lot of sweets?" he asked. "Yes, she loves sweets." "Why?" asked the minister. Father said, "It's very important that you don't allow Abigail to eat any sweets or chocolate until her fits are over." The minister looked surprised and asked, "Do you really think that will help?" "Yes, I do," said my father. "Now, if you'll excuse us, it's late and we must get back home."